know something has to change with me. I say that not very easily, but it's been all about me for a long time. So I'm glad I came tonight. There's a part of me that's not very happy with it.
The fact that it's so deeply ingrained, see the connection right now. The statement, the feeling, something has to change with me, is also all about me.
Yeah.
It's still coming from that place where the pain is because you're constantly the focus for yourself. And it drives you crazy. So I'm not saying there's anything terrible about that. I'm just saying just see how that's the case. And this is very good news that you're starting to see how that's the operative factor. Until that, you're much more caught. So that's a one small form, but a very good step of exactly what I've been saying tonight. If you can say exactly what you just said, I'm starting to see that it's all about me, and that's got to change. Or at least something's got to change.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly one aspect of exactly everything I've been saying tonight. That to see that all about me is just one point of view. It's just one focus. So that is a very good first step.
But how if I know I got that way? I don't know how to unget that way.
Doesn't matter how you got that way. It doesn't matter how to unget that way. What matters is you see it now. And that is the right first step. That means the self-absorption, the self-focus, now has a chance to not be so total. Because you actually see it. For you to see it, you have to at least have some degree of more objectivity. You have to step away from it at least an inch to see it. Otherwise, you can't see it at all. So if that happened just now, somehow tonight listening to this, you got one inch over from it and could see it, and you would have had to make the statement you made, then that's all that's needed as a beginning. Don't worry about step two. First be glad that step one happened. If step one happened and you didn't make it happen, then step two doesn't have to be so much worried about. I'm very glad to hear that. That's a real step. That's an objectivity that you're suggesting you didn't have when you walked into the room. And I believe you. Just that little bit of objectivity makes a difference, creates a space, develops some more capacity for objectivity. So we'll see where that leads. Very good. It sounds small, but it's not. I mean, I think to you it sounds small, but I don't think it's small. Because any objectivity for you is a leap.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very good openness. Very good. Who else?
Can I ask a question?
Please.
Sorry, it's my first time. But I'm a little confused on your saying about you shouldn't completely believe in yourself. Does that suggest that you should be doubting yourself? And
it's meant to suggest you should, just as you shouldn't doubt, you shouldn't believe.
So what should you?
You should take no viewpoint. Have no opinion about your own viewpoint. Just see it as another viewpoint. Maybe it's a good one. Maybe it's not a good one. Reserve judgment.
Okay.
is what it means. Mm-hmm. It means don't make up your mind about anything until it's crystal clear to you.
So at one point, you make up your mind about something.
If you reserve judgment for real, if you learn more and more objectivity and more detachment, you don't have to make up your mind about anything. It'll become crystal clear before you do. Then you don't have to be bothered to make up your mind. You'll just say, oh, I see how that works. I see what happened. Then it's not about making up your mind.
Okay.